You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. Good to have you with us. You join us on Wednesday's edition of the podcast where we're looking ahead to the action at Nottingham on Wednesday. There's also racing from Lingfield, Warwick and Kempton. We'll have every race covered from every single meeting live on Racing Radio from 1:20 p.m. You can join Gordon Brown in the studio alongside Sean Quinn and John Babb for all of the day's racing. My name is Sam Norris and joining me on today's edition of the podcast, it's a very warm welcome to Gary Capewell. How are you, Gary?
Very good, thank you. Sam, yourself?
Yeah, not too bad at all.
Good.
Spring has very much sprung now, and with Aintree out of the way, I know we've still got Punchestown to come, we begin to gear even more so toward the flat season. Mm-hmm. And a real treat coming up this weekend at Newbury with the Greenham Stakes set to feature probably the most eagerly anticipated horse of the flat season in the shape of Too Darn Hot. This will be the one that plenty of punters have been excited to see, and we've not had to wait too long to see him either.
No. John Gosden has obviously decided that we'll get a run into him before the Guineas. Obviously, he's a short price for both the Guineas and I think the Derby. I think he's even money with us at William Hill for the 2000 Guineas, which comes up in, what, just under a month's time now. So obviously unbeaten, you know, 4 from 4, very impressive. That gear change, I was there at Doncaster the day he won the Champagne Stakes on William Hill, St. Ledger Day. And then obviously he won the Dewhurst after that. So, yeah, it's interesting to be interesting to see, because he wasn't the biggest or the flashiest by any stretch. So I'll be interested to see what Ken thinks of him in the parade ring, whether he's grown or how he has progressed potentially from 2 to 3. That'll be interesting to find out. But, yes, obviously very much, very, very much a good thing that we get to see him so early on in the season.
Absolutely. He's going to be a short price favourite for Saturday's race, around about the 1 to 4 mark. I was reading David Jennings' piece, however, with Aidan O'Brien in the Racing Post today. And just interesting how two master trainers in Aidan O'Brien and John Gosden approach the Guineas very differently. Aidan O'Brien's last 9 Guineas winners have gone straight to the Guineas, which is what 10 Sovereigns is going to do. Mm-hmm. Both very effective at what they do, but interesting that they're both up for different routes.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Obviously, both got different approaches to how they get their horses to the track on the big day. Aidan obviously, you know, prefers to let them go there on their seasonal return. I mean, it's not a bad record if you look at his previous winners of the race, obviously. And John Gosden obviously decides that he wants to give Too Darn Hot another run to hopefully, probably put him spot on, but be interesting to see how he gets on in the green. I mean, you know, he's going to be very short to win. He's taking on Boatron and Mohato are probably his main two dangers. Mohato won the, I think it was the Horace Hill here towards the back end of last year, and Boatron lost his unbeaten record, obviously, at Longchamp in the Jean-Luc Lagardère, but had been very impressive in 3 runs prior to that, including winning the Washington Singer at Newbury back in August. So, but yeah, they'll all have to go some to get the better of Too Darn Hot, who for me, it took him a while to hit top stride at Doncaster, but once he did, he just went away very, very quickly from a couple of good horses in the shape of Phoenix of Spain and a couple of the others in that race as well. They were left trailing in the winner's way.
Yeah, 1 to 4 this weekend, Too Darn Hot. Mohate is in the betting at 8 to 1 with Boatron 9 to 1, 10 to 1 and bigger prices for the rest of them. Very much looking forward to the reappearance of Too Darn Hot, and it's a good card. Full stop at Newbury, or shaping up to be anyway, obviously recording this podcast on Tuesday afternoon, and hopefully we get some of the entries lining up this weekend. In terms of betting wise this flat season, Gary, are you amongst it already, or does it take you a few weeks to get acclimatised?
It take me a few weeks to get acclimatised. I'm still very much on jumps mode and will be for the next coming weeks, since more sort of the core flat season when I tend to get involved a little bit more once the form sort of settle down a little bit more too, and obviously horses are fit and or fitter And the form, for me at least, tends to stack up a little bit better.
Yes, absolutely. And you mentioned Ken a little bit earlier on. This is the time of the season where Ken and other paddock spotters come into their own, because seeing how horses have progressed from 2 to 3, 3 to 4, etc., is of the utmost importance at this stage of the season. And you're playing a guessing game, really, if you're betting on them on season or reappearance before seeing them in the paddock.
Yeah, very much so. And as you point out, you know, in terms of fitness as well, Ken's going to be invaluable this next month in particular.
Indeed. Let's focus on matters a little bit closer to hand, though. We've got racing coming up on Wednesday, of course, at Warwick, Lingfield, Nottingham and Kempton. It's to Nottingham we go for a couple of races on their card, starting with the 305, which is one of their bigger races of the season. They're listed for the Flight Stakes, a listed race ran over a mile 6, where Pilaster is the short price favourite for this year's renewal at 1-4. Elegiac is 4-1. Amazing Red 10-1. Ravenous is 66-1. Smallish field for this year's renewal of this race, Gary, but one or two, well, probably three very nice types in there, who are certainly good horses in their own right. However, it's clear that there's one horse to beat here, and that's Pilaster.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we know all about the likes of Amazing Red, obviously. Back in the day, you know, he's running quite a lot of big handicaps, and he was 10th, I think, wasn't he, in the Northumberland Plate last year, and he's had a couple of runs this campaign. But again, I think it's the four-year-olds that I'd be concentrating on. Lee Jack, who was a winner at York towards the back end of the season last year, won a big field handicap there, and was tough and very consistent. So many runs last year, just typical Mark Johnson horse, but he's very, very, very consistent, and he's had a run the other day, finished second at Chelmsford behind a maid who put up a very good performance in winning that fast track qualifier. But it is really all eyes on Pilaster, as you point out. Won at the Glorious Goodwood meeting last year, won the Lily Langtree Stakes, was then third in the Park Hill. A bit disappointing perhaps on that occasion, but it certainly, you know, was no disgrace to finish third on that occasion, and then was eighth in the filly and mares race. They thought enough of the runner in that race. I would imagine she'll have progressed from 3 to 4, and she's very much the one to beat. She's won with Ryan, you know, the yard has started the season well as well. Roger Varian had a double the other day, and certainly had a winner at Lingfield on Saturday. So yeah, it'll be fascinating to see how she's progressed from 3 to 4, and will be one that you can probably put in a couple of doubles and trebles maybe tomorrow.
Okay, Pilaster then in that feature race at Nottingham, the 305. On to the 335, the next race on the card is a handicap over a mile, but a decent little heat on the way here. Bowerman is the 9-2 favourite at the time of recording. New Graduate is 6-1, Rice Hall 13-2, 8-1 for Quasar, Knighted is 8-1, 8-1 for Markazi, 10-1, and bigger prices for the rest of them. More to go at here, and this looks a nice competitive race in its own right, Gary.
It does. Bowerman is obviously making his debut on the turf. All three runs have come on the all weather thus far, winning two of those, but there have been long breaks between all three, or fair breaks between all three of his runs, really. He has been off the track 489 days as well, but he couldn't be failed to be impressed with how he won on his handicap debut at Chelmsford when he was last seen. But you know, he's obviously had an issue or two. There's a chance he could still be well handicapped, but I think I'm happy to pass him over. New Graduate is a horse who was a winner at Thirsk last year. That was back in May of last year, and then had a bit of a break before finishing second on pretty desperate ground at Haydock behind time for a toot in the middle of October. Brian Moore's been booked to ride. James Tate's charge, who's another yard that's been in good form during the early part of the flat season, so very much one to consider. And likewise, Rice Hall, who was a winner at Salisbury back in August of last year, then had a couple of goes in handicap company, finished third at York during the early part of September, and then finished sixth at Doncaster on his final outing. Ultimately, I think he will want a little bit further than this, so that would be the concern. And then we go to Quasar, who's got a good record, fresh, was a winner on his seasonal return at Kempton last year, followed up with a victory at Newbury in a decent handicap. Then stepped up in grade, ran well in the, well, then top favourite for the Silver Bowl. Conditions again, probably not in his favour on that particular occasion. He then had a break, then actually ran in the Britannia. So he's been off since then. there's a chance that he's potentially a good bit better than these if he can reproduce that early season form from last year. And we know that he goes well fresh, so we have to give him a chance as well. I think I will make him the selection, actually. Knighted for the Kevin Ryan yard that hasn't really hit top stride yet this season. Did win at Redcar last year and then disappointed in the series final there on his final outing. The yard form, I think, would definitely be the concern. Makazi for David O'Mara, won a couple of times last year. Actually came from France, this horse. Both those victories coming in France, and obviously had two runs at Haydock for this yard, and we'll probably know a little bit more this campaign, and we've got a bit more acclimatised, so I think he's one to keep an eye on. And one of the few that's had a recent run is interesting too. I think Dawa Lieb, who was second in that final at Redcar behind Give It Some Teddy in October of last year, and then finished fourth on his seasonary appearance in the Spring Mile. He wasn't actually beaten that far on that occasion as well, and again, you just wonder whether he might want a little bit further, perhaps. But interesting race. I will take a chance on Kesar in a seasonal return to say he's got a good record fresh, so Kesar would be my pick.
Kesar then gets the vote in that 3:35 race in Nottingham, currently an 8-1 chance here at William Hill ahead of the day's racing at Nottingham, which gets underway at 1:30, meaning we're on air on Racing Radio from 1:20 p.m. Gordon Brown, Sean Quinn and John Babb will be in the studio. Hopefully you can join us for all of that. Gary, thank you for that.
Pleasure.
Pleasure as always, and enjoy it on Wednesday.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.